Yeah, I was running low on Marlboros, heading home after a late night gig at Moody Judy's Bad Baboon Saloon. Yeah, I probably had enough cigs to last until morning, but I knew I was going to drive right by the place that always had them. That's Big John's 24-hour liquor, smokes, lingerie, gems, and guns emporium. Besides, I hadn't seen Big John for a while, and it seemed that no matter what time I dropped by, he was always in the store somewhere. I swear that man never sleeps. Plus, I really hadn't had any dinner, and he always has those awesome chili cheese dogs in the deli section. I pulled into the parking lot. It was unusually empty except for one other car, an old 60-something white Cadillac. It was Cherry. I went inside and headed for the tobacco aisle. As I passed the magazine rack, this month's edition of Groovy Grooves caught my eye, and I couldn't resist indulging. I was digging the photos of some unique vintage guitars when it occurred to me just how quiet it was in the Emporium. I mean, usually Big John is playing some weird jazz shit or even some Bach or Beethoven, but this time nothing but pure quiet. Except that I would occasionally hear a couple gals somewhere in the store, two women talking about something as if they were arguing about a choice. That's when I heard the bottle break. A moment later, I heard one of the women say,
"Ellie, no, wait. Not again. Please."
Just as I was about to put the magazine back in the rack, I heard the store's PA system come on, and it was Big John. He said,
"Attention, shoppers. We have a situation on aisle 17. If you could, please refrain from shopping in aisle 17 until we rectify this situation. Sorry for the inconvenience, but we've got a situation, man. On aisle 17.
We got a situation, man. On aisle 17.
On aisle 17.
We got a situation, man. On aisle 17.
On aisle 17.
A situation? What the hell was that supposed to mean? And aisle 17? I didn't even know there was an aisle 17. My curiosity got the best of me. I headed towards the back of the store and looked for the aisle markers, and lo and behold, there they were. 1, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, and 17? Prime numbers only? I guess I'd never noticed. Whatever, I headed towards the alleged situation. The place was still eerily quiet and apparently empty, except for Big John and the Cadillac gals. As I slowly approached aisle 17, I could hear their footsteps heading towards the exit of Big John's 24-hour liquor, smokes, lingerie, gems, and guns emporium. It sounded like they were both wearing heels, giggling, and in a hurry. As I approached the aisle, I couldn't help but notice a strange smell, a peculiar, somewhat intoxicating odor that was simultaneously fragrant and repulsive, kind of a cross between incense and those gross fabric softeners, but also kind of like canned tuna. I cautiously looked down the aisle and was startled to see that it was pretty much obscured by fog. Pink fog, a dense pink fog, but there was some kind of light, a pulsing green light about midway down the aisle. What the hell? What was that noise I was now hearing? I probably should have just turned back and gone home at this time, gone down some other aisle, let Big John rectify the situation, and gotten my cigs the next day. But it was all too strange and weird, and I couldn't resist. I took a deep breath and slowly walked into the pink fog, heading towards the pulsing green light. Not sure what I was going to find.
We got a situation, man, on aisle 17. We got a situation, man, on aisle 17.
I don't recall ever having been down this particular aisle at Big John's 24-hour liquor, smokes, lingerie, gems, and guns emporium before. The shelves seemed to carry baby food, night crawlers, and garden tools. The sound was getting louder, and as I got further, that's when I saw what appeared to be a hole. A large, deep hole in the floor, maybe 4 or 5 feet in diameter. The green light appeared to be coming from down in the hole. And there was also a large gaping hole in the ceiling, and this was where the pink, incensey fog was coming from. Just then a dog walked by me, like it had come out of the hole. A Dalmatian? Gave me a weird look, trotted by, looked over its shoulder, was being followed by another dog, a horny-looking corgi. And there was stuff, junk, debris all over the floor. A leaf blower that looked like someone had taken a sledgehammer to it, a half-eaten pizza still in the box, some socks, several pairs of purple panties, and a bunch of Mr. Goodbar wrappers. There was an open bottle of Captain Morgan and a half-empty bottle of High Karate. I swear I'm not making this up. I stopped, and down at my feet I saw an old battered baseball glove. Looked like it might have been signed by Lou Gehrig. The floor was covered with scattered tarot cards, baseball cards, holy cards, and playing cards, as if someone was playing 52-card pickup with multiple decks of all of them. At the edge of the hole I saw an Ouija board, and a strange steampunky-looking gauge of some kind. The hands were moving in opposite directions, real fast. Just then, out of the hole flew a dove, being chased by a couple of crows, being chased by an eagle and a flock of hummingbirds. They all flew up, through the pink fog, through the gaping hole in the ceiling, and disappeared into the dark of the night.
We got a situation, man, on aisle 17. We got a situation, man, on aisle 17.
The noise was getting louder, a whooshing sound like an approaching tornado or something. I turned around to look back and saw something coming from behind me. Some kind of small vehicle with 2 headlights and flashing yellow hazard lights, slowly approaching, coming through the pink fog. I got a little scared and remember thinking I should run, thinking Big John or whoever was driving it would accuse me of causing all this mess. And this is where it gets really, really weird. I don't know if I blacked out or was overcome by the pink fog and incense smell or what, but the next thing I knew, and this is really weird, I was sitting in my car, heading down the road, driving home. I could see Big John's 24-hour liquor, smokes, lingerie, gems, and guns emporium in my rearview mirror. And I could see the white Cadillac leaving the parking lot and heading in the other direction. There was a brand new pack of Marlboros on the seat next to me and a half-eaten chili cheese dog. I reeked of cologne that I later realized was High Karate. And this is the weirdest part. The radio in my car hadn't worked for years. Yeah, but it was now playing one of my favorite songs of all time, Ichiku Park. Wow, what just happened? A situation. I got my smokes, my dinner, now my radio works, and it's all too beautiful.
We got a situation, man, on aisle 17. Some kind of situation.
On aisle 17.
Some kind of